Welcome to Can I Talk Now? I'm your host, Nicholas Ballard. And before I begin this episode, I would like to share with you a quote. Quote reads, "The sun don't shine forever, but as long as it's here, we might as well shine together." If you happen to know that quote and who it's by, leave it in a comment below. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to start my new episode of Can I Talk Now? Today's episode is, where in the world is Diddy? Where is Diddy? Diddy, where you at? We don't know where you at, Diddy. You haven't surfaced. We need to know. We need answers. We need to know from you, Diddy. Where you at? Ladies and gentlemen, today's episode, we are going to figure out where Mr. P. Diddy, a.k.a. Puff Daddy, a.k.a. Sean Puffy Cones, a.k.a. No Diddy. All right. I'm your host, Nicholas Ballard, and we are on a hunt for the clues to undercover where the current location of P. Diddy was last seen. We know he was in Miami at the airport pacing back and forth, but that was the last time anyone has ever seen him. So we need to figure out where he is. We need to get answers from him. Someone, please, let's find this man and let's see what's going on. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Nicholas Ballard, and this is an episode of Where is Diddy? Oh, there's an air horn. All right. Man, oh man, oh man. It's been a wild week. How's everybody's week going? It's a lot of current events I gotta cover, but right now I'm gonna focus on whereabouts of Mr. Diddy. For all of you listening, we all know that Diddy's home in LA and Miami, they both just recently got raided yesterday. As of yesterday, nobody knows where Diddy is. Since they last seen him at the airport pacing back and forth, his plane was seen in Antigua, so no one can't pinpoint where Mr. Combs is. People are saying he's in Antigua. People are saying he's in Miami. People are saying he's in Los Angeles. Everybody is saying they know where this man is, but people got to realize and understand something. A man like Diddy is a high-profile man, so places for him to hide might be a little challenging, if you know what I mean. A guy like Diddy, he just can't walk down the street, you know, get a room at the Super 8 Motel, you know. People recognize him. People know who he is. So his possibilities of hiding in a location where someone in the public eye might see him is going to be difficult, okay? I mean, the man can hide in a private recording studio. He could hide at exclusive members club only. He can hide on a luxury yacht. He could hide in a remote island, a personal retreat, a high-end hotel. The list goes on and on and on. But you and I both know that this man, everybody and their mama, baby mamas, uncles, cousins, brothers, nephew, are wondering where he is. He has not surfaced. He has not posted on social media. Nobody knows where this man is. And I'm going to figure out. I'm going to look at all the clues, connect the dots, do my investigation of my own, and see if I know where Mr. AKA Puffy Daddy, AKA P. Diddy, AKA Mr. Combs is. So help me find this man. Yes. We gonna find this man. So my first clue is, he distracted us all by sending his one private plane to the Caribbean. Okay? I want to remind all my listeners, Mr. Diddy has two private jets. He has one that costs $60 million. You can get it on sale, used for $16 million. So if you happen to have spare change laying around and you just like, I'm sick and tired of riding in the 780 Max and having the door blast open, then you might want to purchase a Gulfstream G550. I mean, that's a nice plane he has. Not only is it nice, it's all black. So it's going to be pretty easy to spot, okay, at an airport. So basically, what he did caused a divergent, okay? He had his pilot gas up the plane and take the plane to the Caribbeans. When it got to the Caribbeans, it landed in Antigua. That's where they found the plane this morning, Antigua. But there was no signs of Mr. Diddy on the plane. Okay, so makes me and you believe that this was an OJ type of situation, except for OJ wasn't in the plane. You know what I mean? Diddy wasn't in the plane. He calls that Divergent. Now he has another plane, which they saw him at the airport, Homeland Security. They spoke with him and his entourage before he got on the plane, supposedly, and took off. Everybody's saying, oh, Diddy fled, Diddy fled, this and that. No, Diddy did not flee. Diddy didn't go anywhere, okay? I can tell you exactly where Diddy is, okay? Where Diddy is, go walk across the Brooklyn Bridge to get cheesecake. That's where Diddy's in Brooklyn. He went to go get cheesecake and a slice of pizza. For all you people that don't know, that is where Diddy is. I guarantee you, he walked across the bridge to get cheesecake. You hearing what I'm saying? The man didn't flee the country. He was hungry. He was hungry, and he just walked to Brooklyn to get cheesecake. In the meantime, he was just thinking about all these accusations, all that he has to face. The man didn't run. He didn't fly. He didn't drive. He just walked to Brooklyn to get a slice of strawberry cheesecake. Okay? That's where Diddy is. I know that. How do I know that? Because I know. Okay. I have intuition. I know this. This man cannot be that stupid to just flee. Basically, the moral of the story is more money, more problems. Isn't that what he said? He got a lot more problems. And I hope his money is long, because if he ain't got that long money like they say, he gonna end up like a man Kelly. Ladies and gentlemen, this was my exclusive episode on where Diddy is. I hope he surfaces. I hope we get this all figured out. And if he happened to be guilty on all his charges that they supposedly say they got him on, then we just losing black superheroes every day. But he's not my superhero. I only got one hero, and that's God. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to Can I Talk Now? Now, I'm your host, Nicholas Ballard. Go down to the comments below. Let me know where you think Diddy is.